gentlemen, buckle up. We're going 3-1.
If Harvick's able to clear the one of Jamie McMurray and a caution comes out, he'll be back on the lead lap.
Vic, join us as we break down the latest news, stories, and race events from the three biggest divisions in motorsports.
Into the wall, then into the two. The two goes around. The caution's going to come out.
The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. Will Joey Logano repeat?
A drag race, they're sideways, and it's going to be Logano getting the win.
Or will someone else take claim on being the next champion? It's time for the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. And now, here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
What's up, everybody? Y'all know what time it is. Once again, the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast coming at you from the MHK Manhattan, Kansas, EG3, here with you on this bonus edition of the podcast. So pumped up to bring in our special guest here at the top of the hour, recording this on this hot and humid Thursday evening here in Manhattan, Kansas, June 20th. 2019. Big D joins me here as well as we get ready for a special interview as well, preparing for Sonoma. Cannot wait to bring this guest on. Before that, though, if you're listening for the first time, the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3, we're all about the latest in the world of NASCAR, Gander Outdoor Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and of course the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. Before we name our special guests here tonight, of course, a quick recap of what took place last weekend. Of course, Cup Series was off. Cup Trucks and Xfinity took center stage in Newton, Iowa after the rain delay Saturday that moved the trucks over the Sunday. It was Domination Sunday, like I talked about earlier this week on the React post-race reaction edition of the podcast. If you have not checked it out, please do that. We have both episodes up right now, including Monday night special guest Brooke Storer as well on there as well. Please check it out. Tell your friends. Please download the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. But yeah, the trucks had, like I said, in that reaction, not much racing going on except a couple intense battles, including Johnny Sauter and Austin Hill continuing their battle from Texas, apparently. Kind of overlooked that a little bit. But Sauter retaliated under yellow, and NASCAR suspended him for this weekend's race in St. Louis. No Johnny Sauter. Give his replacement in just a moment. And, of course, the Xfinity Series, Christopher Bell, dominant once again. Four wins this year for Christopher Bell in the Xfinity Series. Ross Chastain was dominant in his performance, but, and we all know the story with Ross Chastain needing to get in via top 20 and win, he had it in his back pocket, taketh away due to extremely low on the front end. Give the win to Brett Moffitt, scoring a win at his home state. And yeah, nobody doesn't want to get a win like that, but hey, I guess the old thing says, ladies and gentlemen, you gotta take them while you can, I guess, right? The defending champion, the Truck Series, scoring win number one this year, and he's got momentum going in to Gateway. But, of course, news coming back on the appeal from the 44 Nice Motorsports truck, and NASCAR upheld that penalty. So, uphill battle. It just got steeper for Chastain and Nice Motorsports. But like I said earlier this week, if that those trucks unload like it did at Iowa, there's no reason to see Ross Chastain be up front once again. I bet you when we get to St. Louis here, this is all about redemption for that team. And, I mean, the NBC Sports guys talked about it in the podcast earlier this week, which I listened to. Of course, NBC will take over the NASCAR coverage after Sonoma here this weekend in Chicagoland. They're antsy to get on the mics and start doing broadcasting races live. But cut it with a throw. With a sword, if you will, though, you gotta play by the rules. If you don't, you get punished, and that's what happened here. Clear cut right there. for Ross Chastain, an unfortunate situation for him in that race team. And Ross Chastain stood by his team, in which he should. I have no problem with that whatsoever in that situation right there. But, you know, sometimes, you know, like I said before, you know, you pass pre-tech unscathed, and then you come back post-tech, and all of a sudden, you can't pass it. So, Ross Chastain, he knows what he's got to do now. And the task just got harder, and you pass up on a possibility. And I like how this is getting overlooked just a little bit. Big D is Ross Chastain 20 points outside the Xfinity playoffs when he declared truck points at that situation. And yeah, I didn't expect Ross Chastain and this Nice Sports Sports team to be this competitive. Not only that, but again, I keep reiterating this, that we saw him live in person take down Stuart Friesen and company at Kansas, capitalize on Stuart Friesen's mistake there in Kansas, out drove his ass off to get the win out there. And we saw pure jubilation out there. We saw it again last weekend. But of course, 3 hours later, we all know what happened. The win was taken away. That was the first time the win got taken away in the NASCAR series in quite some time, since 96 or 97 in that span. So, wow. I mean, this just got harder. But hey, if Nice Motorsports can put out trucks like down the racetrack, from here on to the regular season finale at Bristol, then Ross Chastain has a chance to do it. But all those points that he gained, winning both stages and winning the race, whew, that's a blow. And we're about to find out what kind of response. I don't have it on the screen right now. May probably Big D can scroll up real quick and see what number truck he's running this weekend. Of course, we got the Xfinity Series off this weekend, and the Cup Series returns to Wine Country, which will have our special guest here at the top of the hour. You'll see the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 here as we get ready for this, as we continue this bonus edition of the podcast. Usually, I'm on here at least no more than twice a week, but like I said, in the reaction episode of the podcast, we have another get everything fell through, and I'm excited to bring our guests on and keep hyping it up, and you guys should be excited. But again, of course, the Worldwide Technology Raceway, the Worldwide Technology Race at Gateway, 100 laps, Saturday night. It's going to be a late one, especially on the East Coast, 10 o'clock Eastern Time, 9 o'clock local time right here in the state of Kansas. And now I lost train of thought. Oh, there we go. The entry list, he's had pulled up here. Mike Snyder will replace Johnny Sauter. Mike Snyder was a part, as you remember, full-time with ThorSport last year. And he was reduced to part-time due to them getting Johnny Sauter back on that race team. But no Johnny Sauter this week. Mike Snyder in the 13 this weekend. Ross Chastain is back in the 45 truck this weekend, the number that he won at Kansas Speedway a month ago. So Ross Chastain back in that car. Chandler Smith is in the 46. We saw him last week at Iowa. Christian Eckes, who raced at this racetrack last year, is in the 51. So those are some of the notables right there. Tyler Ankrum in the 87. Jesse Little returns in the 97 truck right there. And of course, let's not forget, folks, Sonoma with the unveiling or the comeback of the old form chicane here, the Toyota Save Mar 350. Oh, I butchered that pretty good. Coverage starts on Sunday, 2 o'clock local time, 3 Eastern time on FS1. DW's last broadcaster, he is retiring after this race here, and a lot of excitement, and of course a lot of sadness, as Darrell Waltrip is about to sail literally into the sunset there. Looking forward to that. And I did not realize this, folks, with the unveiling of the new section, the carousel, man, I am losing it. For whatever reason, I can't get it right. It's the carousel. That's the name I'm looking for. The carousel returns on this racetrack, which getting mixed reviews. One podcast said it opens up passing opportunities. The other podcast was I just listened to DBC, Dorba McClure, in the voice of TJ Major said that there's no passing opportunities at the carousel. Ooh, we'll have to find that out here from our special guest, which I'm going to reveal right now here. I've been pumping it up here tonight. That we will have Diana Brennan, the vice president of Sonoma Raceway, on here in less than 10 minutes from right now. So excited to have her join the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast here with EG3. So we'll get her story and get our thoughts on the carousel and a lot more as race weekend it approaches. This weekend, you're listening to 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. Time to get this one in real quick. Social media update. You can follow me at EG3_FastEddie once again, folks, at EG3_FastEddie. And again, you can find the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast wherever you download your podcast. iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audioboom, Deezer, CastBox, and much more. And don't forget about our giveaway, which is live and ongoing until we reach the goals that have been set for the giveaway. 50 ratings. Please leave us a 5-star rating with the 50 ratings. 5-star rating and review. At least 10 reviews. And we will unlock, or I will unlock, the 2 diecast. I'll be giving away to one lucky follower of me personally, Eddie Greer at EG3_FastEddie. And of course, when we wrap up the Diana Brennan interview, you'll hear the music, and I will not come back on anymore this week as I am. Me and the wife are going to go on a mini vacation. It's not the vacation that we went to. The length of the vacation is not as long as last year's because we have other things going on. But hey, it's a vacation. Rest up. Let's go get it. So you won't be hearing me for the rest of the week. And of course, MRN will have coverage on the radio of this battle at Sonoma. And of course, St. Louis, Sonoma. Can't wait to see what unfolds there. Of course, Sonoma, we've seen the normal guys win. What kind of strategy is going to be played out in this battle? I mean, last year we saw the games being played fiercely. I mean, Kevin Harvick, Martin Truex Jr. wanting to win the race, and then you had other guys wanting to get the stage points that they can get. It is going to be interesting for sure. You see what happens there. I mean, Harvick has not won a race yet this year. Stuart Haas, blank in the win column, obviously. This could be the weekend, obviously. Clint Bowyer, obviously strong there. And let's not forget some of these sleeper picks. Alex Bowman ran well last year. He doesn't have a win yet. Chase Elliott ran well there last year. Jimmy Johnson's going to need all points he's going to get. If he is going to get it, he and Kyle Larson, last I checked, were still on the cut line. And this is just going to, the temperatures are heating up. Heating up out here in Kansas. Well, summertime officially is tomorrow. And the action out there and out west, it's just going to get even more heated up as we get into these summer months. Who is going to step up? I keep saying this over the last several weeks, ladies and gentlemen, who is going to step up to the plate and challenge somebody not Penske or Joe Gibbs Racing? Can Hendrick Motorsports, you know, they're fast on Fridays. Kyle Larson at this racetrack. Now you add this carousel in the mix here. He's fast on Friday. Kurt Busch is somebody I'm going to be paying attention to. I won't have a TV screen in front of me, but I will here and there. We'll listen to the MRN coverage from here and there. But Kurt Busch is somebody to watch. Of course, Martin Truex Jr., the pit call of the year last year, in my opinion. And for those of you already should know that I remind you guys every week, for those of you who don't know, I'm Martin Truex Jr. fan. Cole Pearn, a call, in my opinion, of the entire year, faked out Ronnie Childers after basically they're dead set on pitting. That was the game changer there. Harvick pits. Truex does not. Truex stays out a little bit more. He pits. Runs down Harvick. That's ball game right there. So the games are going to start when they unload. And of course, this race used to last 110 laps. Now with the added carousel, this thing is even longer than it is. It is 90 laps, so you cut 20 laps off of it, and the games will start right there. We're about to have on Diana Brennan here in just a few minutes. Here on a 3-wide NASCAR podcast, EG3, Eddie Gritter, third here with the guys. And we will wait until the buzzer rings here, and we'll go to break here, unless otherwise here. But we should have her on here fairly pretty soon, Big D, so be ready for that. But yeah, absolutely, game played, and Martin Truex Jr. and Cole Pearl won that battle. Who's going to win this battle here? Interesting to find out. And of course, Michael McDowell's good on road courses. So, I mean, you don't know what's going to happen. It's hard for me to say with this. If the carousel is not added in here, and we're going to step aside right now. Big D, we're going to go to break right now. When we come back on the other side, we're going to have our special guest join us here, Diana Brennan, in just a moment.
This is a quick pit stop. The 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3 will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Hey, Diana, this is Eddie. How you doing? NASCAR Podcast is back on the airwaves live from Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Gritter III for the EG3 3-Wide Podcast. We're all about the latest in the world of NASCAR. And now it is time to bring in our special guest on this bonus edition of the podcast from Sonoma, California, the Vice President in Marketing Communications from the Speedway. Tonight, let's welcome in Diana Brennan to the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast. Diana, how are you doing tonight?
Very well, thank you. How are you guys?
Oh, we're not too bad. It's been a busy week out here in Kansas. Just got off work a couple hours ago and getting ready for this interview, so it's been busy over here. I'm sure where you're at, it's been crazy busy over there getting ready for the race this weekend.
Absolutely. It's been a really fun race week. We're real excited. All the campers started moving in today. The haulers are parked down in the paddock. It's officially race time.
Yeah, definitely exciting time. And this is the first road course of this year for the Cup Series. I'll ask some more questions in a moment, but I'm going to let you take the floor here for a bit. Tell our listeners how you got involved in NASCAR, first off.
I actually started here at the raceway as an intern when I was in college in the summer of 1999. I actually grew up around drag racing. My dad did drag racing when I was a kid, and I grew up coming here to Sonoma Raceway to the drag strip. So that was really the only part of the track I knew. But when I got to college and I thought I should do an internship, and wouldn't it be cool to do one out at the raceway? And so I managed to put in my skimpy resume and get to the right person, and I got hired, and I worked worked here in 1999 and then came back as an intern in 2000, and they hired me back full-time in 2001, and I've been here ever since. So I didn't know anything about NASCAR when I first started. I think I knew Jeff Gordon's name, and that was about it. But I learned fast, and now obviously it's a huge part of what we do and what I do all the time, and it's pretty fun. But the cool thing about our track is that we get to do a lot of different things. We do drag racing. Until last year, we did IndyCar. We do motorcycles, sports cars, all kinds of different stuff. So we have a lot of variety out here. But obviously, NASCAR is certainly the centerpiece and what we're, you know, very well known for.
Did you have a favorite driver in the drag racing?
You know, not really, no. I just loved the experience of it. I loved, I just loved the volume, the sound of it, the vibration of it. If you've never been to a drag race, I highly recommend it. it's pretty fun. So it's been a really, really great ride, and we're really excited about having NASCAR back this weekend.
Definitely. You're listening to 3Wide NASCAR Podcast here with Vice President of Sonoma Raceway, Diana Brennan. What things have you picked up since being involved, not only with Sonoma Raceway, but with NASCAR in general, since you've taken over as vice president?
Oh, gosh. Well, since I started as an intern and I was in college, I didn't know a whole lot. obviously what I do, which is at the Raceway now, I oversee the media relations department, which is working with all the media that cover our events, both locally and nationally. And now I oversee the marketing and events department. So I oversee all of our advertising, as well as our social media, as well as all of our event elements. So that's everything from a magician in the paddock to the air show to the pre-race and the driver introductions. My team oversees all of that. So I would say what I've learned the most is attention to detail, is a passion for continually improving and making things better, focusing on the details and how important those are in delivering a really excellent experience for everybody involved. And really just, priding ourselves in being good at what we do and working really, really hard at it and making sure that when folks leave here, whether it's the drivers, the media, the fans, the sponsors, that they leave here feeling like they had an outstanding experience and a great time, and they can't wait to come back.
What has the racetrack relationship? Obviously, Toyota has sponsored this race for quite some time now. What is your guys' relationship with Toyota and their headquarters being fairly close to that racetrack out there?
Well, I think they're down in Southern California is one of their headquarters. I know a lot of their stuff now is in Texas. But, they've been our official vehicle since 2007, since their first year in the Cup Series. So they're our official vehicle, as well as the co-title sponsor of our NASCAR race. They're an incredibly important partner of ours. They obviously provide us amazing vehicles and assets with which to, promote our race and help deliver a great experience for our guests. Just this week, in fact, they brought out Michael Waltrip and an awesome super pace car, and we gave media rides to media around the full road course so folks could experience the carousel firsthand. So it's an amazing partnership. The timing for this year is great. They are celebrating their 40th anniversary for TRD, and we're celebrating our 50th anniversary. So we're recognizing TRD and David Wilson, their president, as our grand marshals for this weekend. And it's just really fun to get to celebrate with them.
Yeah, 50 years. That is a lot of to accomplish between that span. And I'll get to the carousel here in a little bit. But how does it feel for this racetrack to celebrate 50 years? And obviously, Darrell Waltrip is going to be retiring after his final broadcast on Sunday. How does it feel to have 50 years, celebrate 50 years for this racetrack?
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, to be able to spend, I think we started late last fall really digging through our archives and looking at our old pictures and trying to gather content for a 50th anniversary book that we put together, as well as just all of the content we wanted to share with our race fans. It just really shows you how far this facility has come. I mean, this facility was built on an old dairy farm, and when it first opened, it was, you know, kind of a beautiful road course carved out in the middle of some hills, and folks just brought their cars and their beach chairs and sat up on the hill, and there wasn't much here in terms of fan amenities. And to see the modern facility it is now and how we continue to improve it and how many folks we continue to attract out here, it just kind of blows your mind how far the sport has come, how far the facility has come, but you know how some of the things still stay the same. You look at the pictures and it's still parents and their kids out at the track. It's still guys working on the race cars in the paddock. It's still, you know, folks camping up on the hillside. So a lot of those foundational things have stayed the same, but to have a chance to really comb through our history and honor it and celebrate it has been really special. I mean, I've been here, you know, I've been fortunate to be here for not quite half of it. Our track president's been here for 28 years, so it's a very personally important place for me and something I take a lot of pride in, and to see other folks enjoying it has been really special.
You're listening to 3Wide NASCAR Podcast here. This bonus edition of the podcast, joined this evening by Diana Brennan, the Vice President of Marketing and Communications at Sonoma Raceway, getting ready for the Cup Series, first road course race of the year this weekend. Diana, I want to rewind back a little bit. A couple years ago, you won the PR Rep Award of the Year in NASCAR back in 2016. What was that like, winning that award? How did that feel to you?
Oh my gosh, yeah, I was very surprised. It was quite an honor to be recognized among the track PR reps, you know, as the track PR rep of the year. It was very special. I really respect so many of my counterparts who do similar jobs at other tracks, and so to be honored like that was really surprising and really, really special.
Yeah. When you win an award like that, when you don't expect it, it kind of brings a depth.
Yeah. No, it was very, very, very cool. You know, I think we all do our work and we work as hard as we can, and we hope we love it and have fun and do a good job. But to be recognized by people for what you do always feels really good.
Now, also out there, and I, for whatever reason, sometimes overlook this, but the K&N West will be racing out there this weekend. Is that correct?
Oh, you bet. Yeah, they've been a fixture here for a long time. In fact, we've hosted West Series events here longer than we've hosted Cup Series races. So, yeah, they'll be out here this weekend. We've got a great field. We've got current Cup drivers. We've got some Xfinity drivers. We've got some really standout West Series drivers like Derek Krause and Will Rogers, who's our defending champion, mm-hmm. will be out there. It's going to be a really exciting race. I'm excited to see them tackle the carousel, too.
Yeah, that's going to be very interesting. Yeah, Will Rogers has been kind of the up-and-coming road course ace, if you will. He's won at Watkins Glen, of course, there last year, so definitely going to be exciting to see what he does given at a carousel. Now, we talked about carousel, or you mentioned carousel already a few times on this podcast. Everybody's talking about it, including me included. So why the move all of a sudden to bring back the carousel?
Well, you know, it was something that's kind of been tossed around before, and we sort of dismissed it for any number of reasons, and it bubbled up again this year, and the timing this year with the 50th anniversary really just felt right. It felt like a great time to tie it into to our whole anniversary celebration, throwing it back to the old track, and once we started turning some wheels on it, and the you know, enthusiasm among the drivers, the enthusiasm from the fans, I mean, it all just told us we were pointed in the right direction and probably made us wonder why we hadn't done it sooner. But we're really excited. It adds a really, you know, I mean, it's really our signature turn. It's really the turn that folks know about this place. It's the most challenging, and, you know, folks have said for years, why doesn't NASCAR use that track? And so what we're hearing from the drivers is really positive. They're excited for something new. They're excited for a new challenge, you know, the new strategy, and the challenge to their driving skills with the difference of the course as well as the strategy in terms of the different race lengths and the stage lengths for the crew chiefs should be really interesting. So we've had some great finishes here the last couple of years. I mean, Martin Truex, you know, psyching out Kevin Harvick with the pit stop to get the win, and then obviously Tony Stewart and Denny Hamlin a couple of years ago.
Yes,
and we've had some just really outstanding finishes here the last couple of years. So I'm really excited to see what the guys can do out there this weekend.
Before you came on, I just talked about the Martin Truex Jr., the Cole Pern call. They had a fake out, Rodney Childers there, and of course, Tony Stewart They had a last corner on Denny Hamlin to win that race, so we're definitely excited to see.
Yeah, in fact, we had Denny Hamlin at a media event today, and he was joking. He said, you know, it was really nice of me to, you know, give Tony that win, you know, let him get the final win of his career. You know, I'm really glad I was able to do that for him. So it was, you know, definitely memorable for Denny, too.
Yeah, so definitely one of the more memorable finishes of the history at that track, and looking to see what car unfolds on Sunday for sure. I was reading the Wall of Fame when preparing for the interview here, and explain our listeners what that is.
You know, we introduced our Wall of Fame several years ago as a way to honor folks, drivers, industry people who have really excelled at our facility, as well as, you know, contributed to the sport and to the raceway itself. So it's not designed just to honor folks who've won a lot in general, but folks who specifically have excelled here or, you know, really contributed. So we've inducted you know, raceway officials, founders, NASCAR, NHRA, IndyCar, motorcycle, you know, folks who've stood out here. And so when we started to look ahead to this year's race and folks who weren't on the wall yet and should be, you know, tying into Toyota and its presence here, is we looked at Joe Gibbs, and he's had four wins here with two different drivers, and obviously left a big impact on the sport, and he just felt like a really natural fit this year, so we're excited to induct him on Sunday. And then we'll also have one of our original raceway founders, really the guy who came up with the idea for this place and pushed it through, is a gentleman named Robert Marshall. Nice. And his son Jack will be here to accept the award for him on Friday.
Very exciting. You're listening to Three Wild NASCAR Podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer the third here, talking with Diana Brennan, the Vice President of Marketing and Communications at Sonoma Raceway. We just got a few more minutes with Diana this evening. Diana, I want to go back to last year when the wildfires in California were kind of a big thing over there, and a lot of people were affected. And can you give us an updated situation on, I know a lot of people went, you guys hosted those people that were unfortunately lost their materials over there. And can you give us an update on that?
By and large, if you know, the county is you know, getting back to normal. I mean, the folks who lost their homes are hard at work rebuilding and recouping their lives. I mean, that battle goes on. But you know, unfortunately, since that time, we've had a number of other, you know, wildfires in the area. I know some of the folks from Toyota, in fact, brought out a truck this weekend. They call it Marshmallow. It's a white Toyota Tundra that a gentleman used in the Butte fires to help evacuate his friends and family. And the truck got really charred and ended up, you know, making it through, and it was fine, but he ended up, you know, using that truck to save a bunch of folks and help get them out safely. And so that truck will actually be on display this weekend for folks to see. So the remnants and the destruction, I mean, it goes on. The rest of us are lucky to move on and not see it every day, but you know, wildfires seem to be a reality in California these days, unfortunately. So the raceway and all of our partners here are, you know, we are ready to jump in and support our neighbors and our friends when they need it, and hope we don't have to do it again too soon.
Diana, you mentioned back to the top of the interview, IndyCar also races at Sonoma, and usually that's the finale, if I'm not mistaken. Can you give us a little preview of what to expect? I know it's like,
well, you know, I wish I could. Unfortunately, we are not hosting IndyCar this year. Last year was actually our last year with them. They decided to move the event to Laguna Seca this year. So we actually won't be on the IndyCar. We are not on the IndyCar schedule this year.
Ah, that's right. So I kind of got that still in my mind a little bit. I thought for a moment this was the last year, but obviously last year was the last time IndyCar was at Sonoma. So that's my fault on that.
Oh, all good.
Okay, all right. So with the haulers going in there today, give us the lowdown for fans going to the racetrack out in Sonoma this weekend. Give us the lowdown on the events here this weekend. leading up to
it? You know, we've got a really fun lineup. We've got two practice sessions tomorrow for the Cup Series guys. They'll get on track for the very first time on the full road course at 11:35 tomorrow. And then they've got a second final practice at 2:35. So, you know, tomorrow's a great day for folks who want to come out and sort of get a good experience, see the cars on track. The crowds are a lot lighter. It's a great chance to check out all the cool interactive displays. We're going to have a great 50th anniversary display with some old vintage stock cars out there and some new fan viewing areas. So we're really excited to let folks get in and have some fun. Obviously, our campers are moving in, and they'll be ready to have some fun starting tomorrow. On Saturday, we'll have Cup Series qualifying at 12:10. They're still doing the multi-vehicle group qualifying. And then once we settle on the pole winner for the race, we'll get into the West Series race, which takes the green flag at 1:45 on Saturday. That'll be the Pro Corps 200, and I'm really excited to see how those guys do. Those races are usually exciting, and I think with the new turns, it's going to be especially exciting. So. And then on Sunday, the Toyota Save My 350 race day, we've got a busy lineup of awesome pre-race shows. We do a great six-jet air show in the morning. It's one of just a super crowd favorite. It's incredible to see jets zooming around in the air over the raceway. We're doing a great Q&A session with three NASCAR legends, Ernie Irvin, Herschel McGriff, and Richard Childress. That we're very excited about to let fans kind of share in the history of the track and talk about some memories. And then we get into the race. The green flag falls a little bit after noon for the Toyota Save Mart 350. It'll be Fox's last broadcast of the year. Darrell Waltrip's last race before retirement. So I expect it'll be exciting and emotional and all that good stuff.
And I don't want to give anything away since people going out there. Do you guys have anything planned special for Darrell?
Yeah, you bet. We're going to do a special presentation for him during pre-race, and he's going to take a parade lap around the track and have a chance to wave to the fans and really, you know, enjoy the experience, hopefully. And then he'll do his final broadcast on lap 19 to recognize his 19 years in the broadcast booth. Our plan will be to have the fans really recognize him, give him a big cheer, and sort of a good celebration of him there on lap 19. So it'll be pretty special. I'm sure it'll be really emotional, but Fox always does such a great job with the broadcast here, and to be their last race of the season, and Darrell Waltrip is definitely an honor.
We're chatting with Diana Brennan, Vice President of Marketing Communications, here on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. I have two more questions for you, Diana, and I'll let you go. Have you been paying attention to what's been going on through the season so far, leading up to this race?
You know, a little bit, sure. Not honestly, probably not as much as I could or should, but yeah, I definitely try to pay attention and see what's going on, yeah.
All right, and of course, last time the Cup Series was on their track going back a couple weeks ago to Michigan. Joey Logano dominated Michigan. And, of course, we already talked about Martin Truex from last year at this very race last year beating Kevin Harvick in that thrilling duel. So, Diana, do you have any predictions for what's going to happen on Sunday?
You know, I think it's pretty tough to go against any of the Toyota guys. I think Kyle Busch and Martin Truex are going to be very strong here. They've traditionally been very strong here and are both very, very good road course racers. So I'd have a hard time picking against them.
definitely. They have been Joe Gibbs Racing has definitely been the story this year, along with Penske Racing. So we'll definitely have to find out and see who's going to challenge them. And definitely a setting like this, especially with addition of the carousel, we could see some other players in the mix on Sunday.
Yep.
Interesting to see.
You bet, absolutely.
All right, Diana, for us here from Manhattan, Kansas, we appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to join a 3Wide NASCAR podcast this evening in look forward to an exciting weekend out there in California, and have fun this weekend.
You bet. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, take care.
All right. Folks, wow. That was Diana Brennan, the Vice President of Marketing and Communications from Sonoma Speedway, or Raceway. Woof, that was a great conversation right there. Diana Brennan, once again, ladies and gentlemen, Vice President, Marketing and Communications from Sonoma Raceway Toyota Save Mart 350 going down this weekend right there. And we also want to thank, shout out to Jennifer for setting that interview up for this weekend. I appreciate that a bunch. And again, thank you to Diana Brenna for taking time out of her busy schedule to get ready for Sonoma, to hop on the Three White NASCAR podcast to talk Sonoma this weekend. And before I go here tonight on this podcast, K-State update real quick here, Big D. Got to mention this, and Hunter Ryson, he's going to transfer out K-State. Not even playing down, obviously. Getting himself involved in a situation a month ago. So, a lot of excitement was happening surrounding Hunter Ryson. A good spring practice and everything else like that. I know it's a weird transition from Sonoma to K-State. Sorry about that, but I had to bring this up here real quick there. So, Hunter Ryson, he is going to be transferring out due to his situation, off-field situation there. So the wide receiver, and obviously Isaiah Zuber transferring out to Mississippi State. Oh, I could do another podcast on that down the road somewhere. And of course, K-State, folks, those of you who don't know, K-State is the college out here in Manhattan, Kansas, Kent State University. Football team already racking up the recruits for next year already, and we haven't even played a single down yet. So Chris Kleiman, Taylor Bratt, and the whole recruiting staff, football staff, doing a fine job. And we got another recruit from Nebraska. So, man, how hard to get excited for that. But we haven't played a down of the current staff, or I shouldn't say current staff, current team here in K-State. So they're getting it done. K-State recruiting getting it done on the off the football field. The crew out there in Sonoma preparing for the K&N West race out there in the Cup race this weekend as well. So definitely looking forward to seeing what car unfolds, especially with the anticipation of the added carousel out there. It's going to be wild, wild, wild in California, folks. But for right now, Big D, hey, let's wrap this thing up. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a wrap for this week for the 3Wide NASCAR podcast, the bonus edition of the podcast. Once again, big thanks to Diana Brennan for joining us here this evening, and shout out to Jennifer for setting the interview up to chat Sonoma with Diana this evening. So for Big D, Eddie Greer III, saying thank you for joining us on the bonus edition of the podcast. This will be out tomorrow afternoon. Be out on the lookout for that before I head out for the weekend, and of course Monday night as well. Enjoy the racing this weekend. St. Louis to Sonoma, it's going to go down. Toyota Save Mart 350, and of course the Worldwide Technologies race out there in Gateway. Enjoy the action this weekend. Big D, let's break this thing down. Enjoy the racing this weekend. We out.
Spotify, and more. We'll see you next time going 3 Wide.